AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden continues to urge Russia not to invade Ukraine, and if it does, the economic cost could be felt in the U.S. Sagar Magani has more.
If Moscow does invade, the president says the U.S. and allies stand ready to impose strong sanctions, which in turn could lead to price hikes and energy disruptions here.
But the American people understand that defending democracy and liberty is never without cost.
The president says he'll work with Congress and the energy industry to both head off and deal with the impact at the pump. Vladimir Putin says he is ready for talks with the U.S. and its allies on security issues, and Russia says some military units have pulled back from the Ukraine border, but the president says the U.S. has not verified that.
An invasion remains distinctly possible.
And if it happens, America will rally the world to oppose Russian aggression. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Families of eight of those killed and a survivor of the Sandy Hook school shooting have settled with Remington for $73 million. Their attorney is Joshua Koskoff.
This case was never about damages in the sense of compensation. It was about damages in the sense of forcing change. It was about damages in the sense of realizing the goals of these families to do whatever they can to help prevent the next Sandy Hook.
20 students and 6 educators were killed in December 2012 when Adam Lanza opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle made by Remington. Ottawa, Canada's police chief resigns amid criticism of his handling of the protests that paralyzed the capital city for more than 2 weeks. Britain's Prince Andrew agrees to settle a lawsuit by Virginia Giuffre, who said she was sexually trafficked to him by the late financier Jeffrey Epstein when she was 17 years old. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin loses her libel suit against the New York Times. This is AP News. After 3 years without a host, this year's Oscars will have 3 of them. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Regina Hall, Amy Schumer, and Wanda Sykes will host the Oscars on March 27th. Each one will host 1 hour of the 3-hour ABC broadcast. The last time the Oscars had 3 hosts was in 1987 with Chevy Chase, Goldie Hawn, and Paul Hogan. Producer Will Packer says Hall, Schumer, and Sykes are 3 of the most dynamic, hilarious women with very different comedic styles. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Attorneys for Helena Hutchins' husband and 9-year-old son have filed suit against actor Alec Baldwin and producers of the movie Rust. The suit accuses Baldwin and the others of callous disregard in the face of safety complaints that led directly to her death. Baldwin was pointing a gun at Hutchins inside a small church during the setup for the filming of a scene in New Mexico when it went off, killing Hutchins, wounding the director, Joel Souza. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.